Remember the famous lightsaber battles in the Star Wars? They've inspired generations of 9-year-olds, but those scenes might never have been made if it hadn't been for the failure of another film. Frank Povich tells the story in a new documentary called Jodorowsky's Dune. It chronicles filmmaker Alejandro Jodorowsky's failed quest to make what could have been one of the greatest science fiction movies ever. Doug Gordon talks with Povich.
Frank, why did you decide to make a documentary about a film that was never made?
Because it's not just a film that was never made. This is the greatest film never made. And this is also the most influential film never made. And both those statements sound kind of insane, but I believe them in my heart to be completely true.
Why do you believe this to be the greatest film never made?
It's also the most fully realized film that was never realized. It really comes down to the whole story behind it, to this man, Alejandro Jodorowsky, and the previous films that he had made, most notably El Topo and The Holy Mountain. And then he tried to do his big screen adaptation of a giant science fiction novel called Dune. And the whole film is done. The whole film is done on paper. From the first scene to the last scene, there's over 3,000 images, and every vehicle has been drawn out, and spaceships, and clothing, and everything is truly done. And it was just so incredibly adventurous. It was just such a high level of creativity.
So how did Jodorowsky go from El Topo and the follow-up film, The Holy Mountain, to becoming interested in turning Frank Herbert's 1965 epic science fiction novel, Dune, into a film?
He said it came to him as a divine inspiration. When he was asked by his producer, "What do you want to do?" he said, "Dune." And at that point, he had not read the novel.
"I didn't read Dune, but I have a friend who said it was fantastic. I don't know what I say Dune. I can say Don Quixote, or I can say Hamlet, I don't know, anything. I say Dune."
And that was just the first of his many divine inspirations, as he would say.
What do you think attracted him to Dune?
I don't know, the lights from the heavens. I don't know. I wonder how much sway this person who told him it was good had on him.
Yeah, obviously a lot, I'm thinking.
He really didn't know much about it, but if you read Dune, it's kind of right up his alley.
Dune is this sprawling space epic that focuses on the planet Arrakis, a desert planet where this spice, melange, is found. This consciousness-expanding drug, which is one of the most important commodities in the entire universe.
This makes Dune into a planet of extraordinary strategic importance, almost, I guess, the galactic version of Afghanistan.
Paul Atreides is a young noble. Paul gets cast out of his house and leads a revolution of the Fremen, the local natives on Arrakis, to take over the planet from the evil colonial Harkonnens who are controlling it, and to sort of return power of the spice to the people.
At one point in your documentary, Jodorowsky says that when you make a picture, you must not respect the novel. And he goes on to say,
"I was raping Frank Herbert, you know, raping like this. But with love, with love."
He was really looking at the book as literature, not as a manual. He was not looking to do a page-to-screen adaptation.
What did he want to achieve by making Dune? For him, this wasn't just making a film, was it?
No, as he says in the film, he wanted this film to be a prophet.
"I want to create a prophet to change the young mind of all the world. For me, Dune will be the coming of a god, artistical, cinematographical god."
He says the worst thing in the world is for somebody to walk into a movie theater and to come out 2 hours later unchanged, to be the same person. He wants you to have a shock when you see his film and to change your life and to see everything in a completely different way. He says that's the goal of art, is to be transformative.
The way he speaks about making the film with such religious fervor, it's almost as if he's using the film as a way of elevating the audience's consciousness in the same way that the characters in Dune use melange to kind of elevate their consciousness.
I think so. He says,
"Que diera a la gente que tomaba LSD."
He wanted to make a film that would create the hallucinations that people have when they take LSD, but without taking LSD. So he basically wanted people to go into the theater and have a sort of hallucinogenic, psychedelic experience brought on just by his film. And when I see his older films, when I see The Holy Mountain or El Topo, no matter how many times I see it, I am changed. I see new things and I think the world differently. His work is really the most powerful films that I've ever witnessed.
Yeah. He also wanted to get Salvador Dali and Orson Welles involved, didn't he?
He did. He had Salvador Dali attached to be in the film. He had Orson Welles attached. He had David Carradine. Jodorowsky's own 12-year-old son, Brontis, was set to star. He had Pink Floyd, who was going to do the music. I mean, this truly would have been an incredible, incredible film.
Yeah. How did the negotiations with Dali go?
The negotiations with Dali were probably Jodorowsky's most challenging part. As he says, he had to seduce Dali. He basically had to chase him all over the world. He first met him in New York, and then he had to go to Barcelona, and then he had to go to Paris, and then he had to go back to Spain, and he kept chasing him each time, trying to convince him that you are the only person in the world who can play the mad emperor of the universe. And really, who is better to play the mad emperor of the universe?
Absolutely. He was already playing that part, pretty much.
in his normal life.
Yeah, exactly. Dali wanted to make a lot of money out of doing this, so they had to reach a kind of compromise.
Dali wanted to be the highest paid actor in Hollywood. That was his dream.
I will work with you, but I want to be the actor más pagado de Hollywood. Quiero 100 mil dólares la hora.
So he was demanding $100,000 an hour to be in the film, which is a rate that it's impossible, especially in 1970s dollars. And they kind of renegotiated and they came back and they figured out that he would be in the film for somewhere between 3 to 5 minutes of actual screen time. So they went back to him and they said, okay, we will pay you $100,000 per used minute on screen, which would end up being less money, but it allowed Dali to say that he is the $100,000 per minute actor.
Yeah.
Which is really the greatest thing in his mind ever.
Yeah. What do you think, if he had been able to make his version of Dune, if the suits, the Hollywood executives could have kept up with him and his ideas, how do you think it would have been received?
I mean, that's the interesting question. There's different timelines, I think, in the universe. And depending on what you choose today, that timeline changes. We are on the timeline where Jodorowsky's Dune was not completed. But there's another timeline, I think, that exists where his film was completed. And even there, that timeline can split. And let's say his film was completed and was a success. Let's imagine that it was the greatest, biggest movie ever, and everybody went to go see it 10 times, and there was lines around the block. What would that have proved to the studios? You know, that would have proved to them that bizarre, avant-garde, European-style science fiction films are viable and will make money. So maybe the big tentpole films every year that the studios come out with would be more avant-garde, more artistic, less comic book.
I want to get on that timeline.
Kind of interesting. But then also, I mean, let's say his Dune had been created and been a failure. Let's say it had been a disaster. Let's say it took down a studio. It was such a financial disaster. Then Fox, who had Star Wars in the pipeline, they would have used that as their first excuse to just pull that plug, and the world would not have Star Wars. And again, for better or for worse, a world without Star Wars, where are you? What are the big films every year? What are those big science fiction films? We probably wouldn't have these superhero films. We wouldn't have the Avengers coming out. It would be a very different landscape. Maybe it would be costume dramas from the turn of the century. It would be something very, very different than where we're living right now.
Yeah. In 1984, David Lynch's version of Dune was released. Did Jodorowsky ever see it?
He did. Against his will, it was a very painful time, I think, because, you know, he could not realize his Dune. But then one of his favorite directors, David Lynch, somebody cut very much from the same surrealistic cloth of Alejandro Jodorowsky, gets to tell the story. And what could be more painful than that? He thought, if anyone could make this movie, it would be this guy. And he did not want to go see it. He was terrified to go see it. And his sons kind of had to force him to go. And they said, okay, now it's playing here, and we are warriors. We need to go together to see this film, for better or for worse. We need to face this monster. So they took him to the theater. They basically dragged him there. He said he was almost crying.
Okay.
He just really could not handle that this was reality. And he said, as he was watching the film,
step by step, I became happy because the picture was awful. It's a failure. Well, it's a human reaction, no? Because, oh, yeah, it's not beautiful, but I have that reaction. Yeah, I say, it's not possible. It's not David Lynch.
because he is a big artist. He's the producer who did that.
Near the end of your film, Jodorowsky says that for him to fail is only to change the way. And I'm curious if you think the fact that Jodorowsky was not able to make Dune, should we see that as a failure?
No, I don't think so. He truly believes in his heart that he made the film. In the documentary, when he speaks about drawing the storyboards, he doesn't say drawing. He says shooting. He says, we were shooting the picture. We were shooting, and that Mobius was my camera. He really believes that the film was created.
If you fail, it's not important. No? We need to try.
Frank Povich is the director of the documentary Jodorowsky's Dune. He spoke with Doug Gordon.